In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Prayer for the United States of America. God, our Father, giver of life, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. You are the rock on which this nation was founded. You alone are the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Reclaim this land for your glory and dwell among your people.
Send your Spirit to touch the hearts of our nation's leaders. Open their minds to the great worth of human life and the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Remind your people that true happiness is rooted in seeking and doing your will.
Through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, patroness of our land, grant us the courage to reject the culture of death. Lead us into a new millennium of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Prayer to the Guardian Angel of the United States. O glorious Guardian Angel of the United States, to whom God has entrusted the care of our beloved country, we honor you and thank you for the care and protection you have given to this great nation from the first moment of its inception.
O powerful Angel Guardian, whose watchful glance encompasses this vast land from shore to shore, we know that our sins have grieved our Lord and God and marred the beauty of our heritage. Lead us to a deep conversion so that we may return to the embrace of His merciful love.
O Holy Angel, obtain for us through the intercession of the Queen of Heaven, before the throne of God, the graces we need to overcome the forces of evil so rampant in our beloved land. Help us, our God-given protector and friend, to respond wholeheartedly to the urgent pleas of the Mother of God at Fatima. Assist us to offer the prayers and sacrifices necessary to bring peace and goodness to our nation.
We want to make you known and loved throughout our land, so that docile to your inspirations, we may know, love, and serve our Lord more faithfully, and so become once more one nation under God. Amen.
Prayer for the protection of religious liberty. O God, our Creator, from your provident hand, we have received our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You have called us as your people and given us the right and the duty to worship you, the only true God, and your Son, Jesus Christ. Through the power and working of your Holy Spirit, you call us to live out our faith in the midst of the world, bringing the light and the saving truth of the gospel to every corner of society.
We ask you to bless us in our vigilance for the gift of religious liberty. Give us the strength of mind and heart to readily defend our freedoms when they are threatened. Give us courage in making our voices heard on behalf of the rights of your church and the freedom of conscience of all people of faith.
Grant, we pray, O Heavenly Father, a clear and united voice to all your sons and daughters gathered in your church in this decisive hour in the history of our nation, so that with every trial withstood and every danger overcome, for the sake of our children, our grandchildren, and all who come after us, this great land will always be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Prayer for our nation. Almighty God, bless our nation and make it true to the ideals of freedom, justice, and brotherhood for all.
Guard us from war, from fire, wind, compromise, fear, and confusion. Be close to our president and our statesmen. Give them vision and courage as they ponder decisions affecting peace and the future of the world.
Make me more deeply aware of my heritage, realizing not only my rights, but also my duties and responsibilities as a citizen.
Make this great land and all its people know clearly your will, that we may fulfill the destiny ordained for us in the salvation of the nations and the restoring of all things in Christ. Amen.
Litany on behalf of our country. Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
God, the Father of heaven,
have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Ghost,
have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy on us.
We humbly implore your goodness to have compassion on our country, and by your powerful grace to remove from it whatever is provoking or displeasing to you.
Have mercy, O God, on this nation, and be our powerful deliverer.
From infidelity and profaneness,
deliver us, O Lord.
From all irreligion and contempt of your sacred mysteries,
deliver us, O Lord.
From all presumption and the abuse of your holy word,
deliver us, O Lord.
From all heresies and schisms,
deliver us, O Lord.
From gluttony and drunkenness,
deliver us, O Lord.
From the profanation of your holy name in cursing and swearing,
deliver us, O Lord.
From all kinds of extravagance and sensuality,
deliver us, O Lord.
From discord, oppression, and injustice,
deliver us, O Lord.
From the spirit of division, malice, hatred, and harshness,
deliver us, O Lord.
O God, you have been a father to this nation, and replenish it with many blessings.
Do not forsake or abandon it now.
Bless this people, O Lord, and be our inheritance.
Sanctify us and make us a holy nation.
Give to all our inhabitants, O Lord, the spirit of the gospel.
Hear us, O Lord.
Give to us a zeal for unity, peace, and truth.
Hear us, O Lord.
Grant that we may seek the things that are above and walk in the Spirit of Christ.
Hear us, O Lord.
Grant that all who are in error may, by your heavenly light, be led into your truth.
Hear us, O Lord.
Grant that all sinners may be truly converted and, forsaking their evil ways, return to you, their God.
Hear us, O Lord.
Grant that all scandals may be removed.
Hear us, O Lord.
Grant that pastors may become the light of the world.
Hear us, O Lord.
Grant that all magistrates may administer justice.
Hear us, O Lord.
Grant that all the wealthy may esteem virtue their greatest honor and be ashamed of vice.
Hear us, O Lord.
Grant that the youth may be kept from all evil ways and that they may dedicate their lives to virtue, piety, and religion.
Hear us, O Lord.
Grant that all obstinacy and blindness may be removed from the hearts of our people, and that being reformed according to your blessed will, we may serve you in holiness and truth.
Hear us, O Lord.
Hear us, O Lord, now calling on you, and through the infinite merits of your only Son, grant our petitions.
Hear us, O Lord.
Remember, Lord, your ancient mercies, and for the sake of so many holy servants who have been faithful to you, show compassion to us and let your former mercies be renewed in us.
Hear us, O Lord, and in your mercy grant our petition.
Give ear to us, O God, here assembled before you, humbly prostrate in the confession of our unworthiness and wholly confiding in your goodness and mercy.
Hear likewise, O God, all your saints who in this country have faithfully served you and are now happy with you in heaven.
Hear them praying for their country and let their intercession prevail through the merits of your only Son, through who alone all prayers, whether on earth or in heaven, can find acceptance with you.
Hear us, O Lord, and in your mercy grant our petition.
Let us pray. O God, by whose mercy the world exists, and to whose power every nation of the earth is subject, have mercy on this nation. Pour forth your blessings on it, that by the help of your grace, it may in all things be pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and eternal God, King of kings and Lord of lords, graciously turn your gaze to us who invoke you with confidence.
Bless us, citizens of the United States of America. Grant peace and prosperity to our nation. Illuminate those who govern us so that they may commit themselves to the common good and respect for your holy law.
Protect those who, defending the sacred principles of the natural law and your commandments, may face the repeated assaults of the evil one.
Keep in the hearts of your children courage for the truth, love for virtue, and perseverance in the midst of trials.
Make our families grow in the example that our Lord has given us, together with His Most Holy Mother and Saint Joseph in the home of Nazareth. Give to our fathers and mothers the gift of strength to educate wisely the children with which you have blessed them.
Give courage to those who in spiritual combat fight the good fight as soldiers of Christ against the furious forces of the children of darkness.
Keep each one of us, O Lord, in your most sacred heart, especially the leaders of our nation.
Bless the President of the United States of America, so that aware of his responsibility and his duties, he may be a knight of justice, a defender of the oppressed, a firm bulwark against your enemies, and a proud supporter of the children of light.
We place the United States of America and the whole world under the mantle of the Queen of Victories, our unconquered leader in battle, the Immaculate Conception. It is thanks to her and through your mercy that the hymn of praise rises to you, O Lord, from the children whom you have redeemed in the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Prayer for military personnel and veterans. Lord Jesus, we lift up our military personnel and veterans to you. Grant them strength, courage, and peace as they serve and protect our freedoms. Heal their wounds, both seen and unseen, and surround them with your love and support.
May they find comfort in your presence and know that their sacrifices are honored. Amen.
Prayer for peaceful communities. Lord Jesus, we humbly come before you, seeking your divine intervention for our communities. May your peace reign in every heart, dispelling fear and division. Unite us in love and understanding, fostering harmony among neighbors.
Guide our leaders to promote justice and compassion, and let your light shine brightly in our interactions. We trust in your promise of peace. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Morning Has Broken is a production of the Living Bread Radio Network. To listen on demand, go to livingbreadradio.com or download the free Living Bread Radio app.